Good morning, 8:14, Brock Hunter.
Gaps.
Saw an episode the other day.
Yeah.
Pulled a guy over for weed. Cop's like, nah, it's just weed. Go ahead. I was like, what?
Let him go. Where was it at?
I had to have been Florida. I feel like all those episodes are from Florida.
That's true.
You know?
They could do the entire show of just cops in Florida.
It's either Florida or cops. Mardi Gras. You know?
What is it about Mardi Gras that people just go, like, they throw caution into the wind?
It's always like the same episode, too. Yeah. Just people screaming. There's always a shot of the chick up top, you know, people throwing beads up at her. And then there's some dude who gets in a fight.
Yeah.
And there's like eight cops on horses.
Yeah.
Just tear them up.
Well, they've been drinking hurricanes for, 8 hours straight.
You ever been to a Mardi Gras?
Never. Not the official. Not the official one in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I've never been down there.
It just looks nuts.
It does. It looks bananas. Well, New Orleans is nuts anyways. You can walk around with open containers at any time. Mm-hmm. It's like Vegas, but
like crazier. Once a year?
Yeah.
Where everybody goes.
Just crazy, man. Crazy. Anyway, today it's going to be cold. We got some snow possible tonight.
Let's put a thermometer on your face.
God, dude. We stepped outside there. I'm so mad at myself now for shaving the beard. I should have waited.
Brock had a grizzly beard.
Yeah.
And he shaved it last night. And I walk in. I'm like, who are you? Who are you?
What happened to your face? And then, of course, we step outside. And my face, I'm like, God, why did I do this?
Your face got like a foot shorter.
Yeah. It pretty much did. Like half a foot shorter. It's got this round little baby face now.
They're carding you for cigs now.
It's so cold.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
You get pulled over. Are you old enough to drive this car?
Excuse me, a toddler. Get out of the car.
I'm sorry, officer. I shaved last night. I know.
That toddler's got the deepest voice I've ever heard.
I was going to say, do you wear your Oshkosh by gosh?
Damn it. I look adorable.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the business. It's okay.
It's okay. You'll like this because you're a cat guy.
Mm-hmm.
You like kitty cats. You got two of them, right?
Okay.
A team at Colorado Mesa University Forensics Investigation Research Station, Jesus, you need to shorten that up, just released the results of a study that answered an age-old question. If you dropped dead, would your cat eat you? Now, they didn't plan to do this study. They always leave a bunch of donated corpses outside to watch how they decompose. But the study happened by accident when two cats wandered onto their property and started eating. So, yes, your cat would eat you if you died.
I'm kidding.
Zefky, get away, kitty.
Hey, cats got to eat, right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there were more than 40 bodies, both cats just picked one and came back to eat it night after night for more than a month. Damn. Maybe that was their owner.
Yeah, you know?
Think about that. Just these two random cats. Maybe that was their owner, and they knew that.
Wow.
The researchers also found that both cats ate the arms first. So in case you were wondering what body part they would start on, it would be your arms.
Well, of course they'd go for my arms. They're massive.
Your cats would starve if you ever died.
Is that why my cat, every time I show up after work, sitting there like sharpening his nails?
Yeah.
He's like, would this guy fatten up for God's sake?
The one cat's like, I have a sweet tooth. I don't think he's going to do it for me.
So what you're saying, is when my cat leads me to his food bowl, he really wants me to hop in the food bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Not pour food into it.
He's made a big dinner for you, like trying to fatten you up a little bit. Come eat, come. There's a long winter ahead of us.
He pushes me in the oven like Hansel and Gretel.
He makes a little trail of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy, and it leads right to him. Oh, you decided to show up. See, this, I've always been that way. A dog will literally die next to you.
Yes, absolutely.
But a cat, it will just be like, all right, what's the morning grace period that we have to like pretend that we're sad before we start eating this guy? Yeah.
See, that's why dogs are dumb. They will die next to a dead body because they feel bad. Cats is survival, man.
He's actually living better.
Right.
He's squatting now in your house. He's got enough food to last him because you died. He doesn't have to pay rent.
Oh, God.
Oh, you cats are evil, man.